Everyone likes a little personal attention. I'm Vashti McKenzie, and this is your wake-up call. It's not that we're selfish, self-centered, peculiar, or particular, or maybe we are, but we do like a little personal attention every now and then. That's why we patronize businesses that cater to their customers and their needs. You know, that little personal attention that keeps us coming back for more. The sales associate who is understanding, or the service station attendant who is patient with us, the clerk who answers all of our questions, no matter how many times we ask the same question and get the same answer, the manager who remembers what we purchased the last time we were in. Businesses have grown and others have failed, all because they knew the value of customer service or failed to pay some personal attention to their customer base. We like to shop in places where the cashier recognizes you as a regular. We like to go to the doctor who looks at you as a person and not as a case. Maybe even remember to ask about your family and your work life. There are business establishments that offer personal shopper service for those who are just too busy or who are unable to shop for themselves. In fact, if you have the right balance in your account, there are some banks who will offer personal bankers to handle your financial needs. Why go to the store when the pizza will come to your door? Cleaners who will pick up and deliver your clothes to your home. Pharmacies who deliver. Yeah, you can shop in your pajamas online, but you already knew that, right? And you can even go grocery shopping online and the food will be delivered to your door. Touch your neighbor and say, personal attention. We like to belong to groups where there's some personal attention. We like to be in places where people are glad to see you when you come and they'll miss you when you're gone, where someone may remember when it's your birthday, or you know you want to share your latest excitement because you know the folk in that crowd will be happy for you. In fact, we like to belong to churches that give us a little personal attention. You know, the church where the pastor knows you by name, the usher who remembers where you sat the last time you were in church, the officer who remembers your name, where someone may remember that your wife is still in the hospital, or that your sister is in town, the baby has finally graduated, or that things are finally getting better at the place where you live. A place where there may be a hug or a handshake. All of us like a little personal attention. Even if you're in a place where no one can remember your name, at least they'll smile at you and make you feel at home. Turn to your neighbor and smile until they smile back. There are times when only a personal invitation will do, because that y'all stop by anytime is not enough. Times when a personal letter is required because email, Facebook, Twitter, just won't do. Times when you must make a personal telephone call because passing a message along through somebody else just won't cut it. Everybody likes a little personal attention. Some of us like it a little too much, and others don't get enough. But I think we can all agree that a little personal attention can go a long way at home, on your job, and in your personal life. Today, survey your personal landscape, and see what or who in your universe needs some personal attention. Oh, and by the way, if you need personal attention, then treat yourself real special today. I'm Vashti McKenzie, and this is your wake-up call.